Well, Alan, delighted to have you at the start of the year, the season up and running. Tyrone, as usual, got off to a good start last weekend. And, of course, we know how serious Mickey Hart and Tyrone have been taking this competition. You've won the last six of them.
Yeah, won the last six, and by all indications would appear to be very much intent on winning the seventh in a row as well. And I suppose the result against Antrim on Wednesday night and the fact that they're probably likely to beat St Mary's tomorrow in Killyland would probably suggest that they're well on their way to winning that seventh title as well. And I think it sort of highlights the long-held view that Mickey Hart would take the competition so seriously and sees it as an opportunity to, I suppose, give a whole lot of new players the chance to impress during the early part of the year. And that's still the case even this year when, despite the fact that the National League is starting maybe a week or so earlier, the five or six games that Tyrone will have during the McKenna Cup are being taken very, very seriously.
Mm. Before we look ahead to tomorrow's game and indeed the rest of the McKenna Cup, what's the mood in general in Tyrone? What's the feeling, you know, following, I suppose, last year's run in the Championship and then that humiliating defeat to Dublin?
Mm-hmm. I suppose the feeling would be one of cautious optimism that, you know, that they can maybe get back to the latter stages of the Championship. I think nobody has any doubt that the team is capable of doing that. The big question, especially after the Dublin game, and, you know, thinking about it even now at the vantage point of 6 months, it was a real shock to the system, the manner of that defeat, as much as the defeat itself, because I remember thinking beforehand, and I might have said this talking to you, Tom, was that I expected Tyrone to be challenging in the last 10 or 15 minutes and then to get one chance that if they could take that chance, it might see them record a victory. Obviously, we all know how it went, and the defeat was so comprehensive that there was very little positive that you could take out of that game. And I suppose people are still very, you know, I think there was a certain amount of anger, maybe anger's too strong a word, but anger and disappointment within the county at the time and subsequently in relation to the way that maybe Tyrone didn't go out in the second half and really try and retrieve matters against Dublin and at least go at them in terms of an attacking formula in the same way as Mayo did in the All-Ireland final. That didn't happen. People, as a result of that, are probably more measured in their forecasts for this year, and I think as a result of that there's not a great deal of expectation in relation to getting to All-Ireland semi-finals or finals this year when compared to, say, last year.
Yeah, and I suppose the one big thing that everybody was talking about, and indeed had been talking all through last year, is probably that the one thing that was going to hold this team back was maybe that one or two real class forwards, the Owen Mulligans, the Stephen O'Neills, the Peter Canavans, you know, players like that, the Brian McGuigans. They're not just there at the moment. And the other big striking thing was, I think, given the physicality of Dublin, as in physical size and power and pace, that, you know, Tyrone hadn't got that type of player either. So obviously that's what Mickey Hart is looking for this season. Have you seen anybody come into the squad that maybe fits any of those bills?
Well, I suppose maybe the one player who has maybe that strength and ability, or two players, would be Declan McClure of Clonoe, and well, Harry Loughran of Moy would be another one who would be fairly, you know, fairly big and strong. Matty Donnelly's another player there who would be capable of matching other teams physically in terms of going forward. But the factor that you mentioned in relation to the forwards, I think, is an even bigger thing that probably needs to be addressed, because you simply don't have the players, as you say, of the calibre of Stephen O'Neill and Owen Mulligan and Peter Canavan and Brian McGuigan, that golden generation of players. And while the likes of Conor McCallisky and Darren McCurry and players like that. They're all excellent players, but as yet they just don't seem to have that extra wee bit of threat that has opposing teams like Dublin and like Mayo and like Kerry saying to themselves, we're really going to have to watch these fellas, because if we let them out of our sights for a split second, they're liable to do real damage. And I thought in the Dublin game last year that was what was going to happen, was that one of those players, it wasn't going to be McCallisky because he was injured, but one of the others was going to step forward and maybe get that wee classy goal or important point that was going to maybe put you over the line. And you simply don't, it didn't happen then. And the big question is will it happen this year? And that question is very difficult to answer. But the reality is, in my opinion, that until one of those players steps up and produces that moment of brilliance that we became so accustomed to with Stephen O'Neill and Peter Canavan and players like that, Tyrone aren't going to be there as a, you know, they're not going to win the All-Ireland, and that's, in my opinion, that's the reality of it. That might change.
Yeah, well, it's quite a few teams that won't win the All-Ireland, but anyway, you mentioned Stephen O'Neill there. Stephen O'Neill is brought into the backroom team. What's Mickey Hart looking for from him? What's Tyrone supporters looking for from him?
Well, I think what they're looking for is that ability to break down defences and create those clear-cut scoring chances that maybe hasn't been the case and certainly wasn't the case against Dublin in last year's All-Ireland. And I think that's a response to the concerns that were being expressed in the aftermath of that game and a realisation that we need to do something different here in terms of our attacking play. The defensive system works well. Midfield, you know, you're able to, but all teams, I suppose, are now able to work the ball up as far as the 45 with the short passing game, but the difficulty then comes in terms of creating those clear-cut scoring opportunities, and I think that's what Stephen O'Neill is in there to do, is to try and devise a system or a tactic that'll create those chances, and then it's up to the players to take them.
Scored 420 the other night, conceded 211, maybe a little bit more open than of normal.
That would appear to be the case, but I think the 211 that was scored by Antrim, the reality was the game was over after about 50 minutes, and the last 20 minutes I wouldn't read too much into it at all, because it was a stroll in the park, and Antrim were never going to pose any danger or threat. And fair enough, you conceded 211. Fair enough, it's a small source of concern, but I don't think it's any more than that.
The general feeling is St Mary's won't pose a big threat. Probably the real test or the first test of the year will come in Breffni Park on Wednesday night against Cavan.
Yeah, the likelihood, I suppose, is that, well, I suppose St Mary's only lost to Cavan by 3 points down in Breffni Park last Wednesday night, so maybe they're not as weak as would suggest, as we might expect. But there's no doubt that Cavan and Breffni Park always present a very strong challenge for Tyrone. Cavan are a team that are, I suppose, again, they've been knocking on the door for the past number of years in terms of trying to make the grade that, in the championship, and they'll see Tyrone at the start of the year as a good opportunity to again serve notice of their intentions to do well. And with Matty McLennan in charge, and a lot of the players that were involved with them in those under 21 teams and minor teams, they're now reaching the stage where it's now or never in terms of making that breakthrough. So I would expect Tyrone to experience their first big challenge, and I think they'll probably come through it okay, but whether or not they'll come through further challenges in the year ahead is a completely different matter.